Welcome to Hey YA Extra Credit. Every other week opposite the main Hey YA podcast will bring you a short form podcast of YA talk across a wide range of topics. I'm Erica Azzafetti. So we're trying some new things this year, starting with this episode. We mostly do a lot of themed episodes, as I'm sure you're aware of if you listen regularly, with the occasional book club episode like the one from last week, maybe a holiday list or something like that if we're feeling like extra spicy. But now I realize we haven't really been talking about new YA releases as much. So today's episode, I'm going to be telling y'all about YA books that are out this week or that came out recently. But before we get to that, a quick word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Unchipped, the most epic dystopian science fiction adventure series that you've probably never heard of. And bonus points because it's Finnish. And when's the last time you read a Finnish dystopian science fiction novel? Right, okay. So in this one, humanity is destroying itself as the cities burn, which sounds kind of familiar. It is the time of the great affliction. In this terrible world, a new hope arises. The Happiness Program, which is the creation of a Finnish pharmaceutical genius Dr. Laura Solomon. With happiness, pills, mind mapping, and microchips, Dr. Solomon intends to build a new world for the worthy few. Which sounds like a perfect plan and nothing could go wrong, right? Right. So this is a raw but fun dystopian sci-fi adventure with an unusual premise describing what happens when technology rules humanity. Either you're chipped living inside the AR society or you're left outside to barely survive. Make sure to check out Unchipped by Taya DeVere. And thanks again to Unchipped, the most epic dystopian science fiction adventure series that you've probably never heard of, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here, and from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawke, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books and all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawke on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode. Okay, so I dwell in the realm of new releases. I write a new releases post every week that looks at the new books out. So I am just knee deep in the stuff, which of course includes new YA books as well. I've started incorporating new YA book mentions a little into these Hey YA episodes, but we'll focus on them exclusively with this episode, as I just mentioned before the sponsor break. And I would love to know what you think of that. Like, do you like hearing about new releases regularly? Do you prefer episodes centered around a particular book theme? Do you like a combination? You know, holler at me. Let me know. Just let us know how you feel. You can email us at heyya@bookriot.com. So yeah, drop us a line there. Let me know how you're feeling. So the first book I have, new book for you, giving you that hot newness, is We're Never Getting Home by Tracy Badua. A little foreboding in the title, but it's not as, you know, it's not like a thriller or anything. It's a little contemporary little situation. So first of all, I stand this because I love novels that center friendship and all their complexities. I also kind of live for books and other media that center the entire story around like one day event or one night. And this particular story is mostly based around a wild night at a music festival. So Jana Rubio and her bestie Maddie Parsons are planning for the absolute best senior year. They've got an outdoor music festival where they're favorite band is playing and all other matter of good things. So they're really hyped about that. But then, because you know a but was coming, because we live for the dramatic, but then the girls' friendship hits a snag on account of Maddie's trifling boyfriend. Now, I have to just take a second to empathize and emphasize how this is so very real for friendships. I'm glad to see I'm not the only one. So I'm not like as raggedy as I thought, or I didn't attract as many raggedy people as I thought maybe I did, because I have experience with this type of thing in my friendships. It's happened a few times. I mean, at that point, maybe some of it is on me. But either way, I'm glad it's being addressed here. And I don't know, maybe if I had read this book back before I started having issues with friends and their trifling love interest, maybe I would have handled those situations differently. Either way, like I said, I stan a book about friendship. I am always interested in reading about that. So, I mean, you know, romantic relationships are covered in depth. Familial relationships as well. And I feel like I'm seeing more platonic relationships explored in fiction, which is amazing. And I'm here for it. So anyway, they now have this massive rift between them, but like they still want to go to the festival, just not with each other. So Jana gets her church friend Nathan to drive her, but finds out that Maddie and her boyfriend are also being driven by Nathan too, because of course they are. LOL. While at the festival, Nathan loses his car keys, phones get stolen, parties crashed, dangerous Ferris wheel shenanigans happen. And because of all this, the girls are forced to work some things out. So I've read how this tackles uncomfortable things that might come up in friendships, like privilege disparity that comes with one friend being more wealthy than the other, things like cultural differences. Jana is Filipina and has strict parents, for instance. So yeah, this sounds really interesting, and I wanted to let y'all know about it. It's titled, again, We're Never Getting Home by Tracy Badua. Next one is Shine Linde by Darcy Little Badger, illustrated by Ravina Kai. I have sang the praises of Latsue by Darcy Little Badger before, so I'm excited to pick up the latest in the Latsue series, which seems to follow a similar kind of format. I should say, though, that this is actually a prequel, and it follows Latsue's mother, Shane, who is a teenager during the time that this book is set. So Shane and her mother have the skill Latsue had in the first book, which is that they can summon the ghosts of animals. They use this power to maintain this pack of ghost dogs who help them find missing people. Well, one day, Shane's mother and a boy from the neighborhood go missing. So Shane gathers a squad up to help her, but not everyone in the crew is entirely trustworthy. Specifically speaking, of the people in the crew, which include friends, her brother, and the only grandparent she has left who are, going with her on this trip to find missing people. Of all those people, who would you think was the untrustworthy one? Uh-huh. Well, actually, it's the grandparent who's shady. So they're, you know, little twist for you. You'll see why they're shady when you read it. So as they journey to find her mom and the boy, they get taken to places, and maybe I should say times, that they would have never imagined. And by the way, if you're unfamiliar with Darcy Little Badger or her first book, this book contains Lipan Apache lore and culture. So again, that's Shine Linde by Darcy Little Badger, illustrated by Ravina Kai. So next book I have is King of Dead Things by Nevin Holness. This is more lore-based fantasy, this time with Caribbean influences, set in London, which I am so sold. Like, insert that, you know, that meme, that gift where someone has a credit card and they're like banging it on the table. That's me with that. I'm like, ooh, London. Ooh, lore. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So very excited to read this. Here, there are two boys with very different circumstances whose paths collide. So you have Eli, who was found one day and he doesn't know where he came from. He doesn't know who he is, but he has this magical gift of healing, but also extracting magic from people's souls, which is a little shady, but we're gonna keep it moving. So now he kicks it with his best friends, Sunny and Max, who were actually the ones who found him way back in the day. They all stay in a Caribbean restaurant that is also a magical sanctuary. Then you have Malcolm, who is having a rough go of it. He currently has a bad relationship with his father. And he has this, like, I said Eli's magic was a little shady, but Malcolm's magic, he has what's called death magic that he kind of like fundamentally rejects, partially because he doesn't fully understand it. I mean, if you call some death magic, I think it's understandable. People are going to be like, ooh, you know, recoil a little bit at the mere mention of it or whatever. But he has that. He doesn't super understand it. So anyway, he also needs to save his mother. Like I said, he going through it. All right. He's trying to get it together. His Mercury is in retrograde or something like that. Or Mercury is in microwave is what I've seen on the internet. Anyway, so the two guys meet. And it's because Eli is tracking down a leopard god's fang because it is dangerous. Because what else could a leopard god's fang be but dangerous? So as the two try to find the artifact, they journey through this like magical underbelly of London, which reminds me of Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. Not a YA book, but that just like really super reminded me of that. Read that a few years ago. Also, if they don't find this fang, there might kind of be like an ancient evil that reawakens. You know how it goes. I don't know about you, but ancient evils are always so interesting to me. Like this idea that something has existed for so long and so outside of our current reality, but that could like still royally mess us up is a trope that I love in fantasy. It's like the existential horror of it all for me. You know, I'm here for that. So again, this is King of Dead Things by Nevin Holness. Last book I have is Dear Wendy by Anne Zhao. It is an Arrow Ace contemporary romance. So, you know, we like to shout out the Arrow Ace, you know, little romances. So, excuse me, it's a messy Arrow Ace contemporary romance that takes place in college. So, you know, let me correct myself on that front. So, Sophie Chi has started her first year at Wellesley College and is an aromantic and asexual girly who is comfortable with her identity, even though she feels like she'll never fall in love. So she's just consigned herself to that. Well, wellspring of romantic knowledge that she is, and I say that with the biggest of side eyes and the most sarcasm because of what I just said. She thinks she's not going to fall in love, but then she also thinks that she can give romantic advice. Listen, all right? You know, fake it till you make it, I guess. So anyway, she starts this Instagram account that offers relationship advice and she calls it Dear Wendy. Well, Dear Wendy becomes popular and no one but her roommate knows she's the one behind it. So then there's Joanna Efron, another first year student who creates an Insta account that basically rivals Dear Wendy. Hers is called Sincerely Wanda. And I guess like Wellesley College is just the university you go to when you want to be a relationship guru on Instagram, because what? You know, okay, like, you know, every school is known for their one thing, you know, or maybe a couple of things. Anywho, Joe didn't mean for the account to be that serious, but it actually starts to hold a little bit of weight and it gives a little competition to our girl Wendy over here. So tensions start to build online between the two online versions of Sophie and Joe. But get this, in real life, Sophie and Joe meet and bond over their shared Arrow Ace identities, and their friendship starts to take on a new, closer form. You already know where this is going, and it is deliciously messy. So, a little messy contemporary romance for you, called Dear Wendy by Anne Zhao. So those are the new books I have for you. Check them out. Add them to the TBR. Hit up your local library, holds list. Run down on them real quick. Get these. Let me know what you think about new release announcements. you know, let me know. And thanks so much for tuning in today, as well as our sponsor for making the day's show possible. You can follow me on Twitter at @Erica_EZE_. Big shout out to Caitlin Brame, our audio editor, for making me sound great. We will see you next week on the main podcast. Until then, happy reading.